522.
Countdown to sequester on WTOP with 3 days left. President Obama is praising those Republicans who say they're open to aspects of his approach to avert the government-wide spending cuts. But the president is rejecting a proposal floated by Senate Republicans to give him more flexibility to pick and choose which programs should be cut.
The president spoke at a shipbuilding site in Newport News. House Speaker John Boehner says the president should be here in Washington instead working on a solution. Joining us to talk about it, Jake Sherman, congressional reporter for Politico. Hiya, Jake.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're good. The question is, how are the negotiations, if there are negotiations?
There would have to be negotiations to be able to classify them as good.
Uh-huh.
Really, everything is at a standstill. Both parties are in their kind of their corner, as we said. I find myself saying this all the time, but President Obama, as you said, was in Newport News calling for tax loopholes to be closed. John Boehner was in D.C. saying we shouldn't close tax loopholes. So really, there's actually, for the first time in years, no sense of urgency with a deadline just, you know, some 72 hours away. And that's concerning to a lot of members of Congress.
Now, President Obama has had some past success using what you call in Politico a divide and conquer strategy. How could it play out this time?
It's kind of too late in the game for that. I mean, President Obama kind of started this strategy last week or a couple weeks ago, but a lot of Republicans want to cut spending, and they think the Pentagon is bloated, and they don't think this would be the worst thing in the world. And a lot of people think that these cuts won't even be felt for a couple weeks, maybe even a couple months. Some Republicans say they could stick with these cuts until the summer. So we're really staring down a situation that's not going to be resolved anytime soon.
So what happens now, Jake?
That's a very good question. We're trying to figure that out ourselves. We really think that our reporting shows that these cuts are going to go into effect on Friday. When they're felt by the public, obviously here in the Beltway, contractors and federal employees are going to get furloughed. Contractors aren't going to be able to work. That's going to be a problem. But there is no sign that these cuts are going to be replaced, turned off, or delayed in any way, shape, or form. So I think everyone should kind of expect these cuts to take hold on Friday.